This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Check your calendars. Less than 2 weeks from opening day, or the Marie. Famous Missourian.
Mm-hmm. Famous Kansas City and Marie Callender.
He's shaking his head now. Somebody did research.
Somebody asked, is cheesecake considered a pie?
No, it's cake. It's in the name.
Yeah.
I mean, how much more specific do we need to get? It's called cheesecake. Is that a pie?
I will say my honorable mention in pie is like a peanut butter cup pie or something
God.
Like
that. Chocolate I mean? Peanut butter pie.
Like, is it the Cheesecake Factory, the one that does that one? Is that what you're talking about?
Cheesecake yesterday, yeah.
That one, it's not a pie, it's a cake.
Yeah.
But
peanut
yeah,
butter pie is good.
Oh, my.
You don't find peanut butter pie all that often, but I do think that Village Inn, the Villaggio Inn over here, I think they have
we
a peanut butter pie.
We should go there after work someday.
We could do that sometime.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
The old diner special.
Get the pie.
That's all we need. I don't want anything else. It'd be like 10:30. I don't need to eat.
Like Perkins. They used to have pie. Is Perkins still a thing?
Yeah, it's one right by my house.
Is it? Okay.
We had an Uber driver once that didn't say a word the entire time we're in the car. And then we passed a Perkins on the way home. I'm like, man, I wonder if they still have French silk pie. He literally just goes, they do. And then we're back to driving. And
did he like, stop?
That's it. That's all he said. He says, they do. I wish. Did you start? Let's get into the Rich of the Week.
Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
I didn't really want to continue to hammer the golf stuff, but man, Rory McIlroy's just been a Richard this entire week. So he comes out and says, you know, I'm not really part of that generation, so I don't really watch YouTube. Dude, you're 35. Like, you are the definition of that generation that came up with YouTube. You are 2 years younger than I am. You definitely watched YouTube videos, and you said you'd rather watch golf on Saturday and Sunday than watch YouTube golf. That's just simply not true, because if you're watching on Saturday and Sunday, that means you're not playing. That means you missed the cut.
Yeah, and you're not watching if you didn't make the cut, right? Like, if you missed the cut, are you going, like, I know for a fact the majority of NFL players aren't watching the Super Bowl or the championship games. They're not in it. They don't care.
Because a lot of people are mad at Colin Morikawa right now.
Why?
Because he got second place last week in the Arnold Palmer Invitational.
Cool.
And he was leading the tournament all day Sunday until, like, the final, like, three or four holes. And on his way out, he just left. And the media's pissed. And
why? So you can get a generic stale quote?
And they say, he goes, I was just upset. And he goes, what you guys think doesn't matter to me. And at that time, I was pissed. I wasn't going to give you anything, so I don't really care. He goes, if I could do it an hour after the tournament, I'd have given you whatever you wanted. You guys wanted answers right after I just got a tough loss. After every day, I do my workout routine. I do my practices. I do all this stuff. So I didn't feel like I needed to give you anything. And he goes, it doesn't matter to me. And that was the end of that. Whereas
I don't hate that.
I mean, I'm indifferent. to be honest. I'm indifferent.
I mean, I understand it's his part side of the job. It is part of the job.
Because
but
if we're going to clown Cam Newton for getting up at the Super Bowl podium and walking away,
yeah,
we have to have some sort of on both sides.
I think, but I also understand both of those guys. Like, I get why Cam Newton got up and walked away. I get why this guy, like, you've worked your whole life and then the collapse like that at the end. That's got to be the worst. Like, if you're on a 4-12 football team, that's fine. You suck all year. You get to the ultimate. You're there at the end, and then you collapse like that. Oh, it's got to be brutal.
Oh, my God. Did you see what Drew looks like?
Yeah.
I didn't notice it till just now.
He's got a new haircut.
Yeah, he's got the Dusty Likens haircut with no blonde in it anymore. High fade. No blonde.
Okay. Well, what he's doing is he's trying to look like that fraud Joe Burrow.
We'll get into that, too. But with Cam Newton and Colin Morikawa, where I think there's a difference is Cam Newton, like, made himself loud that entire year. Was the MVP, was 15-1, had a rough game, didn't dive on the fumble, and he probably knew they were going to ask him about that. Whereas Colin Morikawa has been completely introverted his entire career. He's a golfer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get whatever you want to say, but there is some accountability when you're an athlete that, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you think Mahomes want to talk to the media after getting blown out?
Well, I mean, that's why I'm going to go back to the Super Bowl. A lot of those guys didn't want to talk to us.
In the locker room.
Like, Trey Smith literally goes, Bob, I'm not talking.
And
I'm fine with that. Look, you just got mollywopped.
I also thought it was fine that they led all their pain and grief on the shoulders of their leader, which was Travis Kelce, who stood there for 5 minutes and owned it.
Yep.
Knowing that he still had to go to the podium, where other guys use the podium, which they can, that's fine.
Right.
But yeah, Rory McIlroy, and then the guy takes a video of his phone on his phone and says, just like 2011, Rory.
That guy.
And Rory took his phone and then walked away.
Yeah.
And then the media asked Rory.
You know who that guy was, right?
He was I don't know.
No, he's a golfer at the University of Texas. He's a Division I golfer, like just won something over the weekend. And heckled Rory, and Rory went and took his phone, and then the kid got kicked out of the thing, and now it's a whole big deal.
And he had
for
to send
kid.
An apology. I saw that.
The coach had to send apologies.
So again, Rory McIlroy, Richard, deal with it. If you want to be the face, lean into it and be it. Don't be this Richard that takes people's cell phones, and then when the media asks you about it, and they say, "Can we ask you about the incident yesterday?" No, why not? Because I don't want you to. And then he just went on, and he's just like, come on, man. Yeah. So Rory
McIlroy.
That's
the stuff I don't like with athletes, when they know the questions are coming, and then they refuse to answer them.
Yes.
I'd rather have you not show up.
So Rory McIlroy, my Richard of the Week. Go ahead, boys.
Yeah, mine's going to be Mark Gastineau. If you guys remember, him and Brett Favre had an interaction, because Mark was, you know, basically trying to hunt down Brett Favre, talk to him about the sack record being broken.
Right.
And well, let's listen to that audio first, just to kind of refresh.
We met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta get out of here.
That sounds like a guy talking to his wife who won't allow him to go play poker or get beers with the boys. I want my sack back.
It's very clear halfway through this interaction, Favre's going, oh, okay, you're very unwell.
But you're being serious about this, right? And so Gastineau's now suing ESPN for $25
million. $25 million because of that viral confrontation.
Million.
That video, that confrontation was done in a public place, pal.
Yeah, dude.
Go pound sand.
You're going up to a Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, people are going to have cameras on him.
Yeah, I mean, it happened. Stop being a baby. Here's Boomer Esiason, if you remember, on Gastineau.
Mark Gastineau is dealing with some medical issues, is he not?
It has to be.
Right, so I can't stand the guy. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch, as far as I'm concerned. And, you know, I know this because he was on the elevator in the West and in Cincinnati telling my buddies who were there to watch the game that you tell your boy Boomer to call an ambulance because he's going down. And he was trying to cheap shot me the whole damn game. Mm. So screw him. That's what I say.
Yeah.
I knew he would be pissed because that's exactly what it looked like for Michael Strahan and Brett Favre. It looked exactly like that. So I understand why he's pissed. But screw him. I don't care.
Anti-Richard of the Week.
Stick it to him, Boomer.
Screw this guy. He's a jerk.
Mark Gastineau is dealing with some medical issues, is he not?
Yeah. It has to be.
Right? So I can't stand the guy.
Okay.
You know, the guy was a dirty, cheap shot and son of a bitch.
All righty.
I love how he sets it up to where you think he's going to be like forgiving.
He's not well.
He's got issues, right? Yeah. I don't care. The guy sucks.
Wow. But he's not wrong. I mean, Gastineau was a dirty ass player. And, you know, I know he played right before the era where guys got paid and whatnot. And, you know, losing a sack record, probably a big deal for him. He maybe made money off of that, but you can't sue ESPN for $25 million. If you wanted to have a private conversation with Brett Favre, take him back to an office or something, man, behind closed doors and do it there.
Or do it like in a cheeky, sarcastic, passive way.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, Fall guy?
Right.
Yeah. Brett Fall? Yeah. How you doing? Right. You know? But again, he can't do that because he's not there.
Right. Exactly. Well,
that should have already happened 25
and
years
where's
ago.
Where's his manager? Be like, Mark, we'll do this somewhere else. There, look behind you. Because on all the Full Swing stuff, like, they know where the Netflix cameras are.
Of course.
Because, like, there's a Rory and Shane Lowry episode, and, like, he asked Shane Lowry, he's like, you want to go get something to eat? And Shane Lowry's like, yeah, as long as we're alone. Because they just want some sort of, like, they know they're there. Again, they have managers. I'm not saying Gastineau has to realize that, but you got to have your manager step up and be like, hey, dude, like, come on, let's get out of here. Let's go talk to him somewhere else. That's what they're paid for.
Yeah. Like, all right, here's mine.
I already know where this is going.
I hate when people do things that impact others, okay? Selfish acts that impact others or something.
In a negative way.
Yeah. A selfish act that impacts somebody else or other people just drive me up a wall. Air India Flight 126 had been soaring over Greenland that took off from Chicago when passengers flushed bags, rags, and clothes down the lavatory johns, rendering 8 of the 12 toilets inoperable. Due to the malfunction, the jet was forced to turn back to Chicago 5 hours into the 14-hour flight. While the airline had been closer to Europe at the time, making several European cities the most obvious diversion destinations, they decided to return to the Windy City because of, quote, restrictions on night operations at most of the European airports.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So you're 5 hours into the flight. Idiots are flushing clothes down the toilets, jamming the toilets, and you've got to turn back and go 5 hours the other way. So now you're 10 hours into a 14-hour flight and you're back where you started because idiots are flushing their clothes?
Well, I have so many questions.
Well, yeah.
I'd have to be restrained. Like, physically.
I would have turned into the woman that was dead on the flight. I would put a blanket over me. I can't take this anymore.
This isn't the first time that Air India has been plagued by flyers using the lavatory as a trash compactor. We flew Air India years ago to Europe one time.
Is it like they're getting rid of drugs, you think?
I don't know. Our teams have previously... But you're going through security and all that. Like, so our teams have previously also found objects such as blankets, underwear, diapers, among waste, having been flushed down the toilets on other flights.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm confused.
Like, they're taking their pants off and then just letting it go down that high-powered, like, suction of a toilet?
Yeah, like, I guess I don't need this anymore. Let me flush it on the plane.
I mean, just throw it away.
You would think.
Just don't.
Or don't bring it with you. Like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to pack this bag full of everything we own, and then halfway through the flight, I'll give you the signal. We'll start flushing our signal. We'll start flushing our clothes.
Oh, I'd be so pissed because I'm already terrible at flying. Like, I already can't handle it. 5 hours in, and then it's like 5 hours back.
Mm. Right. And so now you're 10 hours and you're back to where you started. 10 hours. I mean,
I'm just not taking that trip.
Air India is offering full refunds to people and things.
Better than that,
you know.
Minus the flushers.
They offer full refunds for the fiasco, but this was little consolation for the flyers who claimed they had to go through a lot. Yeah. They used the term rigmarole.
Oh, I would have turned into rigor mortis.
I mean, nobody likes flying, right? It's a pain in the ass. The airlines have messed everything up. Everybody's mad at the airport. Like, you see people at their worst at the airport. And then when that plane takes off, you can kind of relax a little bit, have a cocktail. Okay, it's a 14-hour flight. Attention flight. We're over Greenland, and we're turning around and going back to Chicago because we've got people flushing their clothes.
And it's going to be a tailwind and towards the... It's going to be a nose wind, so it's going to be slower.
Slower. Yeah. Exactly right.
Right.
I mean, seriously... I would have thought I was on some kind of candid camera if somebody came in and said, we're turning around 5 hours into a flight because somebody's been flushing their underwear.
I'd be like, are they reuniting punked? Is Ashton Kutcher going to come out of here out of nowhere?
I mean, can we just throw these people out the plane, flush them down the toilet if they're doing, like, seriously?
I think everybody that was not involved should have gotten extra plane shooters to make the plane ride fun.
Yeah.
Take your seatbelts off, walk around,
Anybody, there's a 5-minute window to join the Mile High Club.
What do you think about the opportunity to just pummel those people who were doing it? The people are in section row 21, seat A. Go out there and beat the snot out of that gentleman.
Somebody already said in the text line they're swinging. Like they said, they're swinging.
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine that length of a flight and turning around that long into it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.